This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You are in the right place. It is 17 July 2014. It is Thursday already. I get people get tired of me saying that, I'm sure.
It flies by, though. It's hard to get a handle on it when it's moving this quick.
Yeah, I know. Everybody out at the Power Mall last night was saying, I can't believe it's Thursday already. I told them, I said, you're going to have a very short life if you work here at the Power Mall.
That's true.
You will.
It's
because
like a time warp.
It is. It really is. But we are so glad that you're joining us today because we want to take a look at what's happening around the world. In more of a real fashion than what you're hearing on television, because what you're hearing on television is strictly, totally propaganda, as you all know. And we don't like that. We like to find out more about what the reality is. So I thank you for joining us and asking the hard questions. Even the hard questions that make people look at you like, what? Did you hear what he said? You know, when you come to the aid of some people, they look very negatively toward you. Well, that's okay, because we can handle it. Because we know the truth. You know what I'm talking about?
Not at all.
Mm-mm. You have no idea what
I'm
talking about?
No idea.
I'm
totally lost. What are we talking about?
Like when you express an opinion that goes against the grain of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were to say, you know, at Walmart checkout line, like, well, who's LeBron James? You know, like if you said that, you know?
You might get some looks. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Or, man, wow, that BRICS bank is really speeding up, you know. Looks like they're, you know, they would. Anyway.
I might do that this weekend and just go out and start asking people about the BRICS bank and things like that and see what kind of responses I get.
See what they say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because finally Fox did a article about it. They didn't do it on television. They haven't talked about it on TV. I have not heard BRICS mentioned once. Now, you all know what BRICS is. That's the new competitor for the Federal Reserve Bank, which is not getting a whole lot of attention. Nobody's really advertising for the new competitor other than Russia, China, Brazil, South Africa, and India. They kind of like the idea. So we've got more news on that. Israel is seeking the United States' entanglement in another war. And I can assure you that with all the anti-Israel demonstrations that are taking place now, because after these four boys got killed on the beach playing, well, let's say targeted on the beach playing.
I think that's the right word, targeted.
People are upset.
Yeah.
And rightfully upset. And that young boy, that Israeli boy, did you hear about that? The Israeli boy that was standing up for the Palestinians? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how people can deal with this. I don't know how they can possibly. Anyway, we've got lots of things that we want to talk about in the program today. One of them is if you're taking the drug Lexapro, you need to be aware of this. So listen. Now, Lexapro is one of those SSRI drugs anyway, which most of our people are not taking. But some people get hooked on this stuff and don't realize. Then they come and listen to the Power Hour and they find out, uh-oh, what are we doing? Why have I been on this? So we will talk about Lexapro. And are you ready for this? One of the most interesting stories that Cynthia found, and I really appreciate this, why some brands of ice cream don't melt. Now we're getting into something that's relative, right? You're going to be amazed. You're absolutely... No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to understand. You're going to absolutely understand. What have you got for us, JD?
Well, we got some more, if you can believe it, more developments in the immigration story.
No.
Yeah, oh, it's still happening. Doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon, so that will probably keep us busy for a good long while. So we've got more facets of that to talk about. I've got some interesting science news. I didn't get to it yesterday. I would like to mention it today. Google teaming up with another company to make some pretty amazing health technology available to people. The death penalty in California, we need to talk about that. And Bank of America has got a pretty major problem right now, so we'll talk about that, too.
Okay. And also, we have a laboratory that has a little bit of a problem. Uh-oh, we are so stupid. We are so stupid, we did it again.
Oops.
This time with 300 vials, and we'll tell you what they did with highly contagious. You know, either people are getting stupider. You know, we've got this major, major outbreak of DA.
Mm-hmm.
You know what DA is? The first word is dumb. I'll let you figure it out. But we've got this major problem of a DA hitting the people in this country, in laboratories especially. We'll be back after, and dealing with nuclear weapons. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And JD.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We're so glad to have you join us at the Power Hour today, and I mean that. And in the second and third hour, you're going to get a treat today because you're going to hear from a government informant, a government informant who is now saying, I did some really bad stuff. Now, he said it before on the Power Hour, but now we've got some confirmation. He said, I did some really bad stuff. I set people up for the government, and now I feel horrible about it. And he's trying to undo the damage he did. He went to the Attorney General in New York and said, I set up all these people, and they are in jail for the wrong reasons. Can you imagine that? So the AG or the DA in New York said, oh, we'll check into that. Well, the New York Times has checked into it, and we're going to hopefully have Michael Powell, who wrote the article on the Kenmore Hotel, the setup at the Kenmore Hotel, and how our guest, Robert Merritt, did that. Now, they should be joining us for the 2 hours, or at least Robert Merritt would be joining us for the 2 hours. Remember, he is the one who was involved in Watergate and knows the true story about Watergate, which is a little different than you've heard for the last 50 years.
Surprise.
About what happened at
Surprise.
Walmart. Yeah, another lie, another lie. So the Power Hour gets to the truth of Watergate. So stay tuned for that. We do have the book Watergate Exposed at the Power Hour. You're going to be shocked. at what lengths they will go to set people up. All right, let's get to the national and international news. The wars are still on. We don't know of any of them that have stopped. We just get more and more wars that seem to be happening. And now Israel wants the United States to join and get involved in the war against Gaza. Now, as if Israel couldn't take care of Gaza themselves, which we know they can, but they want Big Brother there for a cover, in my estimation. And, you know, I got criticized yesterday for giving editorial comments on Israel versus Palestine. I don't believe I gave editorial comments yesterday. I gave the facts that United States has been arming, aiding and abetting. And this, it appears, according to this Israeli expert, the Iron Dome is nothing more than a fireworks machine to make it look like that they are actually countering rockets from Hamas, when in reality, Hamas can barely get them over the border because they have homemade bombs. Mm-hmm. So when we, if you just accept that platform, that Hamas doesn't have anybody feeding them, like the United States, all these incredible weapons the United States can launch at any, that Israel can launch at any given moment, that's not an editorial comment. And the very fact, though, and I will stand on this because I bought into the Israel's good, Hamas bad.
We
Israel
all did.
Good, Palestine bad. Israel good, Gaza people bad.
Yeah, we all did. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then once you, and I talked to an incredible lady yesterday, Margaret, and I just want to say her husband is married, her husband is a Jewish person. And I learned more truth about what's really going on from her and her husband yesterday than I've learned in any textbooks, anybody, anything, because he knows the story of what happened. And I'm talking to him about coming on the show. Mm-hmm. There's so much more to this story. Ladies and gentlemen, don't buy the Israel can do no harm thing, mm-hmm. please. Or do no wrong. Israel can do no wrong. Please don't buy into that. Look at the facts. And then don't email and tell me I'm so one-sided. No, I used to be the other side. And I now understand. Well, so
we are one-sided, and that's anti-war.
We're anti-war.
That's the side that we're on,
we're
always.
Anti-killing.
Yeah.
Anti-killing.
Yeah.
We're anti-killing in Israel, Gaza. We're anti-killing in Africa, anti-killing in Iraq, Afghanistan. These wars are not fought because people need to be killed.
Exactly.
They're fought because people need to get more money and control of the world. And that's all that's happening. They're dividing this up. And until you and I, and I know we have to firmly removed that gold ring out of our nose. But until you remove that ring out of your nose, that, well, if we can just get our guy in there and elect the right guy, everything will be okay. And understand this whole thing is an agenda and a story and a fabrication and a creation, including Oklahoma City bombing, including Waco, including, you know, USS Liberty. Well, anyway, now Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu wants the U.S. to come to Israel's aid in this conflict war on Gaza because they're throwing too many rocks at him. And that way get the U.S. bogged down in a greater war in the Middle East. Then we could have the whole thing implode. Now, that was an interview that was done with Press TV on Wednesday. What's the matter, J.D.?
Well, we've already given them $235 million for the Iron Dome, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have essentially helped them. We allow our media to create fervor for them. We give them another $8.5 million a day. How much more assistance does Israel actually need from us, is my question.
No, they need more money to pocket for doing what we want them to do. I mean, it's all a payoff. It's all a payoff. The Israeli regime is confronting with its airstrikes on the besieged Gaza Strip while Palestinians are responding by firing a barrage of rockets into Israel. Israel is trying to provoke the United States to get involved. And I believe that without a doubt. Now, yeah, granted, that's a Press TV article. But the Israel is trying to provoke the United States into getting involved, just like they tried, along with Saudi Arabia, to get the United States involved in a war with Syria. Syria's been experiencing deadly crisis since March of 2011. The West and its regional allies, including Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey, are giving financial and military support to the militants. Since July 8th, Israeli warplanes have struck more than 1,300 targets across Gaza. That's home to 1.8 million Palestinians. And if you look at the homes in Palestine, in the Gaza Strip versus those in Israel, I mean, they don't show you downtown the downtown areas of these of Israel. They don't show you that. It's like pristine, beautiful,
absolutely
incredible. Palestine, a bunch of hovels there that have been, you know.
Well, they barely have roads that go to the Gaza Strip. You couldn't get material there to build something nice if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a landlocked, you know, area. That's crazy.
And we're going to put in the email blast again. Look at how Israel has taken the area from the Gaza Strip since 1948. Now, you look at that, and then you tell me that somebody's lying about what's going on between the two countries. We'll tell you who's lying about it. Is look how much territory they still have in the Gaza Strip. Anyway, according to the latest figures released by the Palestinian Health Ministry, the strikes have so far claimed the lives of 220 Palestinians, 1,600 others injured, and one Israeli has died.
What a staggering statistic. 1,600 injured. That's just unbelievable to me.
And 220 killed.
Unbelievable.
And one person, we're told, died in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
The UN agencies also say women and children make up a sizable number of that group. That's war crimes. You don't kill civilians. Israel has blockaded Gaza since 2007, denying the Palestinian people their basic rights, such as freedom of movement, jobs that pay proper wages, and adequate health care and education. The coastal silver often faces electricity and fuel shortages. Watch the movie, A Jewish Woman in Palestine, or get the book, A Witness in Palestine. Get it from the Power Mall, and then you tell me that that's just a bunch of fabrication. So, one person killed in Israel, you know, the score is one in Israel and 220 in Palestine, plus 1,600 others injured. And we don't know the true number because we never know, because we're told something and we're supposed to believe that. Anyway, Israel military denies that they targeted children, slammed for not having the courage to talk to Hamas. In one of the most uncomfortable and must-see interviews, UK Channel 4's Jon Snow discusses Israel's bombing raids and policies toward Hamas with the Israeli government spokesperson Mark Regev. The interview starts with a punch. How does killing children on a beach contribute to your purpose of protecting Israeli civilians? And also that video that you watched on the young Jewish boy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them about that.
Well, it happened in Israel. This happened just, I believe, late last week. It's a young man who is, he's Jewish, but he's also an American. And he is in Israel, essentially. He goes to a place where there are a lot of Israelis who are excited about the war that's going on right now. I don't want to say it's a pro-Israel rally, because it seems like when you watch the video that all of Israel is a pro-Israel rally at this point. So he was basically just standing in a central square where there were other people, and he was expressing his views, saying, I'm an American, and they're doing this in my name, and I don't think that this is right. That's why I'm here. I'd like to talk to these other, you know, Israeli Jewish people and say, you know, this is wrong, what's going on. And he is immediately approached by police. They demand his passport from him, and then it goes very, very bad. He is hogtied. It is about the most blood-boiling video.
Wow.
It was kind of like one of those last straw. There's been about five last straw moments in the last week for me in this whole Israel-Palestine thing, but that's way at the top of the list. The targeting of these kids on the beach yesterday, you know, there was one shell that landed, and all these four brothers, let's just get that out, all these poor kids are related, 9, 10, oh. and 11 years old, playing soccer. The first mortar shell lands, so they run, and then the next one lands right in them. They're on a beach. The mortars came off of a Navy ship, which obviously can see what they're shooting at. There aren't any Hamas terrorists hanging out on the beach. There are kids there playing soccer. So that was another one. And then you sent me an article yesterday showing me all these social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter, pro-Israel, talking about orgasming because we're killing these poor kids. And just, it's disgusting.
It literally said that they were feeling orgasmic because of all the Palestinians dying.
And that one,
I mean, that just is, how can anybody, of anybody's child. Nobody.
Mm-mm.
That
but
is just so wrong.
Getting back to the video about this American Israeli in Jerusalem, I really recommend everybody watch it if you have a strong stomach, because to see the lack of freedom of speech there will really make you appreciate it here, first of all. But to see the reaction from somebody who's just speaking their mind, the reaction of the police and what they actually do to this kid. He ends up, I'll tell you, he ends up hogtied, upside down. He doesn't look like he's alive at the end of this video. Oh. I mean, it's really, really scary, and nobody has seen him since. So,
yeah, but it's just the idea those things can happen, and then they can cover over them and say, well, it's because of this, or justified. No, it's not justified. Mm-hmm. And so what does the United States say in response? A U.S. panel now wants to double, a U.S. Senate panel wants to double the funds for Israel's Iron Dome. That is a phony fraud situation in the first place. Let's give them more money to keep doing what they're doing. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Judy.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you. for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. One of the positive things that happened yesterday is we had the best corn out of our garden I have ever tasted in the world. I mean, it was amazing. It was organic corn from our seeds, and I'm going to tell you, if you got the corn seed we got, you're going to have some good corn. Oh, my goodness.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm going to fix it for y'all. Y'all get a half a ear.
Half an ear. Six kernels. That's it.
I'm going to give you a little taste of it. Yeah. Oh, it is so good. It is so good. Also, I was thinking during the break, you know, here we are talking about these poor four children bombed there by this naval ship that was chasing them with artillery. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. What a hypocrite, Joyce. The United States is doing the same thing in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the same thing in Afghanistan, doing the same thing in Iraq. We're killing little kids everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
The rogue government is killing little kids, not we the people. We the people have nothing to do with this, don't want it. All they do is take our monies to try and tell us that we're paying for it and we're doing the right and honorable thing by killing off all these third world people that didn't deserve to be born in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the attitude that they have. They're expendable. So what if you kill a wedding party of, you know, 17 people? Hey, they probably were going to contact a bad guy someday.
Just collateral damage, all part of being in war.
Kill them now before they grow up to be terrorists. Right. That's just, what part of thy shalt not kill? Thou shalt not kill except for Palestinians. I'm sorry. Or, you know, Pakistani people. Or, I mean, I'm not letting the United States off the hook because the rogue government is doing the very same thing. We just don't see it.
Exactly.
And if we don't see it, it isn't happening.
I'm surprised with the Israel control over the media that we have, that we've seen even as much as we have about what's going on in Palestine right now.
I think we have to. I think they have to because it's breaking out all over the United States. Anti-Israel demonstrations everywhere. Only because you don't see them, you know, when a tree falls in the forest and CNN doesn't cover it, does it still make a noise?
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue. So they are starting to cover it now because there's so much unrest against what Israel is doing to the innocent people in Palestine. I mean, at this day and age, are they innocent? I don't know. I shouldn't even label them innocent. But we don't need, why are they killing them? Why? Other than they want to wipe them out so they can have the entire area of that land. And that's obvious.
I think that's obvious. And I think that's what's going to happen. You know, there's over 100,000 people have been displaced from northern Gaza right now. 100,000 people homeless with no place to go.
And then last night, they told them, get ready, we're going to send some more bombs over, so about 100,000 of you need to move before you get hit. Really? So that's just, okay, let's move on.
Okay.
All right. Let's see, what else have we got here? I get so upset at seeing these innocent people harmed. I mean, I don't care if they're in the United States. I don't care if it's by the police. I don't care if it's by anybody. You know, we are getting so over the top affected by watching innocent people hurt, that those of us with a soul, and like Margaret that I was talking to yesterday on the phone, what a sweet lady. She says, I just can't bear to see all these people harmed,
mm-hmm.
these people injured. It just hurts me too badly.
It's hard.
We get hurt.
Yeah.
They don't. It doesn't bother them one bit.
Mm-mm.
Doesn't bother them one bit. Okay, let's move on. All right. Lawmakers challenge spending billions more on war. Oh, great. Pentagon leaders faced a bipartisan barrage of skeptical questions Wednesday from lawmakers over Obama's request for $58.6
billion.
$58.6 billion in emergency funds for conflicts for Afghanistan, Syria, Ukraine, and anybody else they choose to give it to.
Yeah, anywhere else where we can squeak some money into.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're paying off people. They're not fighting a war there. Well, they may be. I'm sure they're using a lot of that for equipment. But they're giving it away. Why don't they have any emergency funds for the VA?
Exactly.
Emergency funds for those people that are dying here. Emergency funds for children that are homeless on the street.
Yes.
Emergency funds for people that are hungry, are literally starving. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Republican and Democrat members of the House Armed Services Committee said Americans are war-weary for after 13 years. You know what that means, war-weary? We're tired of killing people.
Well, it means we're not buying the hype anymore. It means you're not just going to be able to say, hey, these bad guys did this thing and we should be scared. Let's go kill them, because we've heard that before. And we know, again, you look back at 9/11, which started this whole thing. Enough people understand now that that was a contrived event. And if you're going to use that to hang your hat on to get us into wars, you're going to have to come up with something a lot better at this point.
I mean, I am challenging you. Go to wherever you go, talk to your friends and ask 10 people, why are we at war with Afghanistan? Mm-hmm. They can't remember. They don't know. Well, there must be bad guys there. Really? And that justifies killing a country. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And JD.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Thanks for joining us. 33 minutes after the hour, you're in the right place. And I apologize for venting on all of you. There is a certain catharsis, I was just telling JD, that we experience here at the Power Mall by being out at the Power Hour by being able to say all of this. We're able to get it out. And I know you then have to take all this in. It's kind of like puking in somebody's brain.
Yeah.
They have to walk away with it, you know. And right. I want to find the answer. I want to find the way that we can expose this to the people in a way that they will understand. That is my goal. It's been my goal for 10 years. And I think we've made a lot of progress. And there are a lot of people out there listening right now that probably understand more about the world situation. I'm not just talking about any one particular one. about the world situation because of listening to the Power Hour. They wouldn't have heard of COINTELPRO. And I'll tell you what, if I hadn't have gotten a copy of the COINTELPRO documents, and they were expensive, I will tell you, yes, they were at least four figures for the COINTELPRO documents. But it was worth it, though. It changed my life forever. And seeing that there is a power that is intent on taking away our power just makes it all come together. Anyway, I want to recommend the book Watergate Exposed. It's on sale for $17.75. It's the true story of Watergate and what happened. And it's written by, you're going to be hearing from Robert Merritt this hour, and then also Doug Caddy, who was an original attorney for the Watergate 7, to tell you what really happened. Then I want to tell you we've got black cumin seed in stock. Black cumin seed. It's 1 pound for $17.50, organic. These seeds are very small. They can be used to make tea. You just pour hot water over the seeds and let it steep for about 10 minutes.
Really?
Uh-huh. About a teaspoon makes a nice cup of tea. It's better to keep it covered and until you're ready to drink it and prevent the aroma from escaping. And you can use it in canning, in breads. It's used in wine, vinegar. And Nigella sativa is the name of it, and it's been revered in history for medical purposes for many, many, many hundreds of years. Black cumin seeds were found in the tomb of Tutankhamun, and though the black cumin seeds are mentioned in the Bible as well, as in the words of the Prophet Muhammad, they were not carefully researched until about 40 years ago. And now they're just learning all kinds of things about black cumin. It's a panacea for many things and may be taken and should be really taken seriously for what it offers. We'll get into do some shows on. But black cumin is available at the Power Mall. All the Dan Junker items, adrenal tablets, the grape seed extract, the heart tablets, lung tablets, available at the Power Mall, along with Miracle 2 on special. Call us at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com.
I just wanted to mention quickly about this Watergate Exposed book. If you are a student of political science, if you are a student of history, if you have an interest in COINTELPRO, that book has got so much information in it. I went through it almost completely this last week. And what really stands out to me in that book is the appendix, all the just redacted documents.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's like half documents. Mm-hmm. And what's nice about that is that even if those documents, have a little bit to do with what's Watergate's going on, you see names and you see events and you can start drawing lines to other events that are going on. It's just another piece of the puzzle. So if you are interested in figuring out the puzzle, that is a book that you absolutely have to own.
Yes. So. And, a lot of people think, oh, well, they just broke into a Democratic headquarters and that's what we're all... No.
Negative.
Really? Are you kidding me? You think Nixon lost his job because of somebody broke into a... I mean, they do that every day here. I mean, they do stuff like that. They get away with IRS issues. They just destroy documents, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, there's a lot more to that. So Watergate Exposed. We've got a few copies at the Power Mall, I think only 13. But give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. All right. There is some concern that we might be headed toward a real financial problem really soon. Now, the BRICS Bank meeting was held yesterday, and the new bank, the new competitor for the world the IMF and the Federal Reserve, U.S. Federal Reserve, is, I think, going to be happening very shortly. And I think that we're going to start seeing the demise of the stock market. Now, as we speak, or a little bit earlier, I wrote down that gold was at 1304. I think it's gone down just a little bit since then. Silver at 2078. The Dow was down 50 points. It's now down 33, getting ready for the open at the bottom of the hour at 8:30 Central Time. And Bitcoin was at 616. Oil is at 102. But I think we're going to start seeing this start to have a problem and start to tank because it cannot stay artificially in the manner in which it is. And I just think it's just, some people are saying that the other shoe is just ready to fall. Mm-hmm. The big banks were hit with this monster lawsuit, $250 billion lawsuit.
Well, that on top of the fact that Bank of America reported a 43% drop in its second quarter profits. due to...
Wait a minute. How much drop?
43%. Bank of America reported yesterday. Second quarter profits. And this is all tied into the mortgage revenue and the rise in legal costs because of the lawsuit that you just mentioned coming down from the U.S. Justice Department. So anyway, Bank of America issues.
Huge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My goodness. No wonder. I mean, no wonder you asked me if that's why the stock market was down 50 points already at the prior to the opening in the Dow futures. But anyway, for years, homeowners have been battling Wall Street in an attempt to recover some portion of their massive losses from the Ponzi scheme called the Mortgage Ponzi Scheme. And progress has been slow as they've been outgunned and outspent by the banking titans who had all the money in the world, of course. Well, in June, the banks may have met their match as some equally powerful titans strode onto the stage. Investors led by BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, and PIMCO, the world's largest bond fund manager, sued some of the world's largest banks for breach of fiduciary duty as trustees of their investment funds. The investors are seeking damages for losses surpassing $250 billion, ladies and gentlemen. Now you've ticked off the investors.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody's getting ticked off for their own particular reasons. Veterans are getting ticked off. Everybody's getting ticked off. But when you have some people that have a lot of money at stake, and they realize that they've lost their money for a phony reason, they're not happy. Anyway, that is equivalent to 1 million homeowners with $250,000 damages suing at one time. The defendants are the so-called trust banks that oversee payments and enforce terms on more than $2 trillion in residential mortgage securities. They include the units of Deutsche Bank, U.S. Bank, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, HSBC Holdings, and Bank of New York Mellon. Six nearly identical complaints charge that the trust banks, they had breach of their duty to force lenders and sponsors of the mortgage-backed securities to repurchase defective loans. And why the investors are now suing is complicated, but it really involves a recent court decision on the statute of limitations. So what's going to happen as a result of that? Some say Phoenix is rising. Some say it's going to be a massive credit collapse. As if it already isn't, they just haven't really told the people about it. Well, will there be any relief for homeowners? Will the BlackRock and the PIMCO suit help homeowners? Well, not directly, but it's going to get some big guns on the scene with the ability to do all sorts of discovery, which is the thing we always hope for,
Yes. Discovery,
and the staff to deal with the results. And fraud is grounds for recession, restitution, and punitive damages. The homeowners may not have been parties to the pooling and servicing agreements governing the investor trust. But if the whole business model is proven to be fraudulent,
when the whole business model is proven to be fraudulent.
Yeah. Not if, but when. Yeah, they could still make a case for huge amount of damages. You go, guys.
$250 billion. We're going to test this whole too-big-to-fail angle,
oh,
I
good
think,
point.
Because that $250 billion is more than 40 times the $6 billion that shook J.P. Morgan to its foundation.
Yes.
I mean, that's a staggering number, even in terms of, you know, the fraud that's going on Wall Street with these banks right now. That's that could be the other shoe dropping right there.
A lot of people think it is.
Mm-hmm.
They think, just watch, you know, this great big $17,000, enjoy it now. Enjoy it while you can, because it is going to be tanking before long. Behind the smokescreen of charity, the global financial elite pillage African nations to the tune of about $60 billion each year. I mean, just think of these poor people over there. And I'm getting so tired of these children that are starving to death. You know, they take advantage of these children that are actually starving.
Mm-hmm.
And the little big bellies, you know, the little tiny frames and the big bellies. They put them on TV and make everybody look at it. And for $19.99, you can save a child's life. Well, what really caring human being doesn't want to do that? That's not our job, because you are going in and pillaging these countries to the tune of $60 billion probably a day, if we were to know the truth. $60 billion a day. You're sucking everything out that you can.
I like that you went with sucking, too, because then it brings into mind Nestle, like sucking all the water out of these places and selling it for profit, and then saying that, you know, these human beings that are starving and suffering here, they don't have rights to water.
Yeah, they don't have water because Nestle took it all.
Exactly.
And so you've got these children on TV that are starving, and it's up to you to save them. If you don't, when you go to sleep at night, I want you to see their face.
That's right. humanitarian crisis.
Yeah, the same thing with the veterans. Yep. You know, in 1999, you could help a veteran. No, we didn't create the problem. We didn't do it, and it's not our job to fix it. And you are sucking out all the money you can from everybody vis-a-vis the taxes, bringing in more of these needy cases for us to take care of when you are starving the ones that are here by taking all the jobs and going to China. It's all a revolving circle. And it all works so well for them. And that story about the $60 billion being sucked out of under the smokescreen of charity.
That's like the common smokescreen now. And it's really hit me hard in the last 6 months how much every single crisis is framed on a humanitarian basis now. They take that framework and they can apply it to anything, and then they can get you to do anything that they want you to do and just lead you by the emotional nose the old road, you know.
The ring in the nose. Well, you know, and also you and I were saying during the break that, you know, unfortunately we were born playing the game.
Well, that's it. Yeah, we always talk about this, the only winning move is not to play the game. But unfortunately, you're born dealt in. You've already been dealt in. You don't have a choice.
The minute you get a birth certificate.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And if people don't understand that, you need to understand what the purpose of a birth certificate is.
Mm-hmm.
And is not to say that Johnny was born on this date at this hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to just give them a hint of what?
Well, from my research, the birth certificate is a contract that you were entered into illegally, and it also is, in my opinion, what the fiat currency is floated on. I think, and I think there are a lot of other people who think, that the birth certificate itself acts like a bond and that it actually has inherent value, because the only thing of value on the planet is your time, talent, and energy.
Yes.
And these people have turned that time, talent, and energy into a commodity called labor, and then they float their fiat currency against your future labor, wages, earnings, things like that, and that's what keeps the whole system alive, which is why they want amnesty so bad, because if you can bring in 250,000 new birth certificates, look at the amount of money that you can create based on those future earnings. That's how this whole system self-perpetuates.
So you have to understand there's more to a birth certificate and a death certificate and everything else in between.
Yes.
You are born playing the game. You are born at the table. You were forced to purchase rope when you were born to sit at the table and braid throughout your life so that they could hang you with it later on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on. Now, I'm on a roll with things that are happening. Go ahead with the immigration.
Let's talk about some immigration stuff, because there's been a few things that have developed in the last few days. So yesterday, first report of an illegal immigrant who was released by U.S. authorities with a notice to appear. We've talked about that quite often. This gentleman was arrested for the alleged murder of his girlfriend and kidnapping of children on U.S. soil. And these crimes occurred after the man had already been commandeered by the Border Patrol and then let go. His name is Pedro Alberto Monterroso Navas. He entered the United States illegally with children. Turned himself in immediately to Border Patrol, which is how this program works, and he was processed and released, as are all illegal immigrants who come with unaccompanied minors, and here's a new phrase that I hadn't heard yet. Incomplete family units. Have you heard this phrase yet?
No.
This is coming out, and you're going to start hearing this a lot. Incomplete family units, not just unaccompanied minors now. Incomplete family units. Remember that phrase, because it's going to come up. This is another group of people that we apparently need to be helping. Incomplete family units. Okay, and this person is from Honduras. And what's interesting also about this is that this arrest for the murder, I'll just jump to the chase here. He bludgeoned his girlfriend to death in a bathtub and then took her children. He was arrested in a trailer park in Texas with three children. No indication if these are the same three children that he took across the border with him to get his incomplete family unit status, which is how he got released in the first place. But when the AP reported it, no mention the fact that he was a illegal alien. They reported him as a suburban New Orleans man who faced now second-degree murder charges. But this, you know, we don't want to be on the radio saying I told you so, but this is what we're going to see. We're going to see these people who are violent criminals coming across the border and then being released and then allowed to do all kinds of horrible things. So there's that issue going on. Maryland Police Department are investigating as a hate crime, anti-immigration graffiti written on a building in Westminster.
Oh, no.
This building was briefly considered to be used as a shelter for all these unaccompanied, undocumented immigrant children. But it was decided against. On Saturday night, somebody showed up and spray painted a message, no illegals here, no undocumented Democrats. That's what it says. No illegals here, no undocumented Democrats, which I kind of like. But then the police chief says, well, this is clearly a hate crime because this is, you know, racial, religious, and ethnic in origin. And I'm looking at the no illegals here, no undocumented Democrats, and doesn't actually mention race, religion, or ethnicity. So not sure that this whole lieutenant, his name is Lieutenant Patrick McCrory. He is the state police commander of Westminster Barracks. Maybe he needs to get a dictionary and look up the words race, religion, and ethnicity, because I think he's...
see how that fits into
I don't
Democrat.
Either. I don't either. Or how it's going to be a hate crime, because nobody was actually injured, which you need to have a victim for there to be a crime, but we can get into that later. CNN made an unusual comment this week. A columnist for CNN was talking about this influx of unaccompanied alien children and said, you ain't seen nothing yet. They're predicting another 145,000 next year. Not this year, next year. That's a statistic will be after the statistics that we get through this year.
Do you realize that this is to tax you more?
Yes.
To create more of a giant sucking sound of everything they can take away from you under the guise of humanitarian. Mm-hmm. Let me just make one statement here. I was thinking about this one last night. Humanitarian reasons. What? You want to turn away a poor child at the border? Wait a minute. You are bombing those poor children in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Iraq as fast as you can.
Yep.
Somalia and wherever else. United States is so two-faced and so hypocritical. We can go bomb and kill them over there, but let's bring them across the border here and take every kind of tax that we can, or monies away from the people under humanitarian... They don't care
about
humanitarian
reasons. No, they only want to frame it that way when it suits their purpose. That's the only reason they do any of this. But let's talk about two-faced here real quick. The Baptist Child and Family Services... Obama awarded a $50 million contract to a charitable group in Texas to buy a resort and transform it.
Hold right there. You're not going to believe the story.
Yeah.
We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I have educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. Let me just tell you quickly that George Freund just sent me some information I think we need to address, that there is more in the Ukraine conflict now. Russia is now accused of shooting down a jet or two. Ukrainian security spokesperson accused Russia's Air Force of shooting down one of the jets while it was on a mission over Ukrainian territory. So if we didn't have enough problems over there, the rebels, they say, that did this, the rebels say they shot down two Su-25 jets on Wednesday.
So now this is where I'm confused, because is it Russia that shot them down, in which case they would have had to fire from their side of the border against a Ukrainian plane flying, doing its missions over the rebels, or was it rebels itself? Because, you know, the rebels are taking credit for it.
Yeah.
So
I'm real question. I really question every time somebody takes credit for something.
Yes.
And that just really bothers me. Like, you know, the first thing you want to do is get a sign up. We did it. I don't think so. Anyway, they were down during fighting at the border crossing, according to a rebel commander. Ukrainian officials also accused Russia of downing a transport plane earlier. The AN-26 plane was shot down by a missile over eastern Ukraine on Monday with the loss of reported capture of its crew members. So they're gaining ground in Ukraine on the issue of getting a war started, is my point.
Yes.
We don't know who's doing what. You know, it could be a USS Liberty false flag. We don't know what it is. But what we do know is they're ginning up the war in Ukraine.
Yeah, they're going to blame Russia. That's what we know for sure. Mm-hmm. So let's get back to this immigration story. Yesterday, a story broke about the Obama administration awarding a $50 million contract to a charitable group in Texas, and it was going to allow them to buy a resort hotel and transform it into a 600-bed facility for juvenile illegal aliens. So the amount of blowback that this story created yesterday was great, because so many people were upset saying, you know, we're going to spend $50 million to house these illegal immigrants. Why aren't we doing this for our VA, you know, our veterans? Why aren't we doing this for the homeless people that are already in our country that need help?
Yes.
And this resort that they were going to buy is like wall-to-wall swimming pools and, you know, spas. It's beautiful. But anyway, after the fervor developed because of this story, the organization, which was the Baptist Child and Family Services, has withdrawn its bid, so they are not going to be purchasing this property.
Yeah, but they were going to. That's the problem.
And that's the thing that bothers me about this the most, is that granted this one organization has pulled out, and I want to clarify too, they were going to spend about $4 million of their own money. The $50 million was going to be taxpayer money. So
that is a nice resort. I'd like to spend a day there.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
Well, and the thing that they were trying to develop was, you know, they were going to have mental health facilities there. They were going to have everything that you would possibly need if you were a veteran right now.
Yes.
This is what really bothers me about this, is like, this would be a perfect place to start helping poor guys.
I was just getting calmed down there, and now you bring that one up. Thank you very much.
But here's the thing, is that even though that this Baptist group has been, you know, withdrawn their bid, how many more of they've learned their lesson, right? So if another organization comes up and decides they want to do this, they're not going to do a story about it. They're just going to do it. So
yeah.
I feel like this, how many abandoned hotels are there in the country? There's probably dozens.
It's a precursor of what's going to happen.
I think there's going to be more developments like that.
And they're going to put it in your face. See, all these children are staying at resorts and you're not, but you're paying for it.
It's disgusting.
Let me just add quickly. I went out to my patio. I got to get off this. I went out to my patio last night, and I was looking at all my beautiful kittens out there.
Oh.
Well, they're all kittens. You know, a cat is, if you love cats, they're all kittens. I was looking at my cats out there, and or kittens, and And I saw one, and I said, well, I don't remember that looking that way. I just don't remember that cat looking like that. And all the other cats were, like, glaring at this one cat. And I said, I wonder why. Until I realized it was a new cat. I said, I thought a mother knew all her children, you know. And I'm looking out there, and I'm thinking, and this cat's just laying out there.
It's hanging out.
On the patio with all these other cats glaring at it. And I always say, you know, whenever, you know, things get bad enough, God sends you another cat or
yes.
a kitty or dog or something.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was my reward. Now, when we come back from this break, so anyway, they're trying to get integrated out there. Why some brands of ice cream don't melt and Lexapro? Ah, we got to talk about this. Ooh, the one brand you probably won't ever buy again. We'll be back. Stay tuned. 1 minute, 10 seconds.